Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, we'll give details on the upcoming high school schedule, home talent as well, and details on a Brewer game yesterday that went the way of the Red Sox, but the Brewers still got the series.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The home talent baseball schedule is pretty well washed out yesterday, including our featured broadcast, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Muscadet. Games on the schedule for today include Hollandale at Dodgeville, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb plays at Wyota, Ridgeway at Argyle, also Muscadet at Blanchardville, Black Earth at Mazamani, and Casanova at Ashton. The Belleville at Arena game has been swapped. Originally, it was to be in Belleville, but because of wet grounds there, they have moved the game to Arena. It's a 1 o'clock start time later today. Also in high school sports, the WIAA girls softball tournament will resume tomorrow. Ithaca will be taking on Hillsboro in a sectional semifinal game played at Ithaca for the right to play in New Lisbon, coming up on Thursday in the sectional final, and the right to go to state. Judah Albany will be playing at Barneveld as well tomorrow in softball. It will be Cuba City hosting Fenimore in Division 4. Division 3 games, Adams Friendship will be at River Valley. The winner of that game will play at River Valley on Thursday in the sectional final. West Salem will be playing at Mount Horeb as well in WIAA Division 2 tournament action. In Division 4 baseball tomorrow, the Ithaca Bulldogs will be hosting Cashton. That's a regional semifinal. Weston will be on the road against DeSoto. It will be Seneca hosting Waseca Steuben and Brookwood at Royal. River Ridge plays at Belmont and Barneveld at Highland. Iowa Grant is at Riverdale in a battle of conference foes now in the second round of the WIAA tournament. In Division 3, Fenimore will play at Aquinas and Prairie du Chien at Westby. Mineral Point plays at Darlington and Cuba City at Viroqua as well. Coming up tomorrow in Division 2, it will be Platteville playing Edgewood and Lodi at Mauston, Sauk Prairie at Reedsburg, and Richland Center at Mount Horeb. I talked to RC coach Ryan Lemke following his team's big upset in the tournament as a 12th seed knocking off number 5 Portage 2-1 in 9 innings.
Yeah, it was a really, really nice win for the program. We were trying to figure out when the last Richland Center baseball playoff win was, and I think we got it back to 2013 was the last playoff win. I could be wrong on that. There's no verification with that, but that's where I'm just talking to some of the coaches that have been around for a while. That's the year we got. So definitely a nice win. Kind of got a little monkey off our back in terms of getting a playoff win. So definitely feels good.
Who are some of the heroes for you on Thursday?
Yeah, Lane Miller, right? He threw 7 2/3, threw a four-hitter against a really good offensive team. Walked two. One was with a base open, so we kind of pitched around their three-hitter a little bit and just totally dominant, you know, pitched to contact, only 4 strikeouts. And our defense behind them, just absolute phenomenal game played, you know, bent a little bit with a couple errors, but never let it get to us. And that's exactly what we've been trying to preach all season long. Cole Wassinger, who is our shortstop when Lane's on the bump, had 7 putouts. Brady Dosh with a game ceiling. Full sprint catch in the gap with the bases loaded. And then Teague Perkins with an RBI single for the go-ahead run in the 9th inning. And Cole Wassinger is just a speed demon on the base pass. So it was a great effort by our guys, really a gutsy win. And to stand there against a 5 seed with really nothing to lose and just throw counterpunch after counterpunch against a team that we just, I'm so proud of the guys. I'm so proud of the guys after Thursday.
That's Ryan Lemke, Richland Center head baseball coach. His team now advances in the tournament on Tuesday. They will play Mount Horeb. Reliever Elvis Peguero gave up the deciding run in the bottom of the eighth inning as the Brewers lost the final game of a long road trip 2-1. William Contreras knocked in Milwaukee's only run with a single in the fifth inning, but the Brewers finished 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Peguero took the loss. The defeat prevented a winning road trip with manager Pat Murphy's squad dropping 5 out of 9 games. Rookie Robert Gasser starts this afternoon to begin a 4-game series at American Family Field against the Chicago Cubs. It'll be a great series, and Justin Steele, who's 0-2 with a 5.68 ERA, will counter for the Cubs. It's the beginning of a 4-game series today. The Cubs lost to St. Louis 4-3 yesterday. Miami 3, Arizona 1. Colorado 5-2 over Philadelphia. Atlanta 8, Pittsburgh 1. The Mets 4, San Francisco 3. Cincinnati 4-1. Over the Dodgers. In the American League, Detroit 14, Toronto 11, Tampa Bay 4-1 over Kansas City. Baltimore beat the White Sox 4-1, Texas 6, Minnesota 2, Houston 5-2 over Oakland, Cleveland 5, and the Angels 4. In interleague play, Seattle 9-5 over Washington, and San Diego beat the Yankees 5-2. And also it was a win for the Dallas Mavericks, who made all the big plays again, beating the Timberwolves 116-107 to take a 3-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the Badger football schedule is projected as the fourth toughest in the Big Ten Conference for the upcoming season. The addition of 4 teams from the Pac-12, USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington changes the conference landscape. The same projection from BadgersWire.com would rank Wisconsin's schedule strength in the top 40 in the country. The University of Wisconsin-Whitewater has earned a return trip to the NCAA Division III World Series, which starts on Friday. The last time the Warhawks made it this far was 2016. A pair of victories over UW-Lacrosse kept them alive. Head coach John Vodenlich has led the team to 2 national titles in 2005 and 14. Whitewater has a record of 40-9 entering the tournament. The Packer roster is one of the most athletic in the NFL, using the relative athletic score. Green Bay rates 7th. The front office is known for searching out top athletes on draft day. The report on PackersWire.com points to general manager Brian Gutekunst and team scouts thinking that bigger, more athletic players have a higher ceiling when they develop in pro football. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.